This is Free Talk Live. We're welcome into the second hour of the program. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, Wayne, you're going to tell us about the UK drug czar, or former drug czar, that has come out against the war on drugs. We'll get to that. But first, your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Mike in Tampa on the AMP lines. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
It's on your mind tonight, Mike.
Hey, thanks. My question's for Wayne. Wayne, you sound like an IT guy, and I was wondering if you might have any advice for somebody who's just kind of getting their feet wet into IT. I just got my CompTIA A+ cert, and I'm studying for my Network Plus, and I don't know which way to go after that. I'm getting all kinds of confusing advice. Maybe you could give me some insight as to what kind of certifications might be valuable in today's marketplace that might help me, you know, land a decent job.
Well, certifications are great, but really what you have to, there's so many aspects of IT in the industry that if you try to do everything, you're going to go crazy and you're not going to be able to be good at it. So you have to find what you enjoy doing and go there. And experience is more valuable than certifications. Certifications can help if it's a corporate type thing, but if a corporation sees that you have a lot of promise, they're going to pay for your training anyway in a new area. So it depends on what you want to do. I'm an independent IT person, so I started out doing work for friends for free and I've grown from there, and I do a lot of corporate consulting now independently. But it depends on what you want to get into, and I think you have to figure out what you enjoy doing and then start to work in that, because your joy and your passion are really what's going to guide you through your career, at least in the beginning.
I see. And how does one go about, getting that hands-on experience? Any advice there? It seems like you got that catch 22 going on. Without the certifications, no one will take you on, and then everybody wants the experience.
Yeah, well, that's difficult. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is you can do some volunteer work if you can. Maybe
do they have internships in IT?
Sometimes they do, but sometimes they'll need a school will need people to set up computers, for example. You know, or a school like an board of education or something. There's ways you can get in there and start to do some work. The other thing is that if you go into an interview, if you can get an interview with a company, is that you just want to have a real positive attitude that you can do just about anything, you know. So even if you don't have any experience, or maybe you don't even have a certification for what they're looking for, as long as you express an open mind and a willingness to learn, that's also very helpful as well.
So no specific recommendations on any of these certifications. It seems like people tell me go to the Microsoft route, and then other people tell me go to the Cisco route.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the problem with all that is you can get all these certifications and have no job. I know a lot of people like that as well. You know, a lot of the companies that I've talked to, they like the certifications, but the experience is something that they prefer over certifications. But again, that's the catch-22 you're in. So you're going to have to start out probably at an entry-level job and prove yourself and just be real diligent and be real enthusiastic and just be somebody who goes the extra mile, and you'll always get work.
Wayne, is IT still as competitive as it has been in the past, where there are a lot of people? I remember that it wasn't that long ago, earlier maybe in this decade, where, you know, IT was hot, and so everybody wanted to go into IT, and then the marketplace kind of got flooded with potential applicants, and so therefore the pay might have gone down a little bit, the prestige might have gone down a little bit. Where's the industry at?
A lot of the jobs, a lot of the tech support jobs are being offshore to foreign countries now, and the pay was kind of going up for a while, and now it's leveling off because there are a lot more unemployed IT people. That's why I would caution you against getting too many certifications up front, until you know what you need to be certified in to get the job you want. Now, if you're looking at certain jobs and you say, yeah, that's the job I want, and it has what the certifications that you need are, then maybe consider doing them. But you can spend a lot of money on certifications and have it not really help you any.
Well, that's if that job's available, right? Because we also have the down economy situation where if there's a lot of people doing IT and the economy's kind of slim, then that might make it so you might not get the IT field exactly where you want to be. You might get something in IT, but maybe not in the area that you want.
Well, exactly. It's just like being an entrepreneur in a sense. You got to look for the unmet needs in your community or your area. And are you willing to move to get a job, or do you want to stay in the area you're in?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, to move, and Ian has a great point. I'm trying to, you know, prepare and look for something that can't be offshored. So one of the routes I was looking to go into is maybe, you know, IT security seems to be a hot area right now.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just
that's
looking
a good
for
one.
Advice.
Yeah, that's a good one. But again, it doesn't matter what it is or how good it is if you're not into it, because you're not going to be good at it if you're not into it.
That's
a great point. You do need to follow your instincts or follow your heart. And I hope that helps somewhat, Mike.
I appreciate it, guys. I really do.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You're the right guy to talk to about that, Wayne.
Well, I've done it because, you know, I've stayed independent all these years. It's been...
Really? You never had a corporate IT job?
No.
Worked for yourself?
Yeah, I've always worked for myself. I've worked for small business, medium-sized, big corporations.
How did you sell yourself that first time? How did you, you know, as the newbie in the IT field, how did you get that first contract?
Well, I had my own company. I was a seafood broker, and I decided I was going to computerize the business because I had, this is back in the early 90s, I had everything on paper, you know, old-fashioned accounting stuff. Mm-hmm. I just thought, you know, I just need to do this the computer thing now because being in Hollywood, you know, I was more into the artistic side, and I wasn't really, I'd gotten away from the business, the hardcore business side of myself for a while. And so as I... got more serious about business, too. I said, you know, I really got to get into this now. The computer industry is where I want it to be. When I was learning about it in college, it was boring. It was command line. It was, you know, BASIC and Fortran and all that stuff. It didn't really interest me. But once they went to the graphical interfaces, I went, wow, this is cool, what you can do now. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is the time to get into it. And that's what I did. And what I did is I had a friend of mine who owned this really nice high-end car dealership down in Orange County. And I wrote a database for him to run his business. And he had seen what I did for my business and liked it, so wanted to do the same thing for him.
Okay, so you had made your own database. You'd made your own program, essentially, for the seafood business, for the the brokering or whatever. And you showed that to your friend, and he said, oh, Wayne can do this stuff. All right, he's my friend. I'll hire him. He'll work cheap. Did you work cheap?
Yeah, I did. I worked cheap.
That's an important start, right? Where, like in the IT business, on the programming side, and like you said, there are so many different aspects, right? I mean, you can pick one area, and then there are 20 different aspects of that one area. I mean, it's just so detailed. With the IT world, let's see, I don't even know where I was going. I got distracted by all of the mind-boggling aspects of the business. I guess my point was going to be that working cheap up front, I'd asked if there are any internships, and that's how I got into radio, was I was willing to work for nothing for a little while. And there are a lot of people that'll work on, say, open source software for the purpose of getting their name out there, of getting not only their name, but a proof that they can do this programming, that they can get out there and they can get it done, and that you know, they know what they're doing. And so then if they have this profile of different open source software that they've worked on, or maybe just a complete piece of software that they didn't work on with anybody else, maybe just some sort of freeware or shareware or something like that they wrote, that they can point to and say, okay, well, here's my portfolio. No one's hired me to do any of this stuff, but shows that I can do the work. And so, to some extent, you did that with your first job, was you were willing to work very cheap for a friend, and you showed him in advance that you were capable of doing the job. You got the job.
Yeah. And even before that, I had some friends who I went and helped because I found that I was good at it. And I was always mechanically inclined. I used to take stuff apart and put it back together when I was a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. So the computer thing just came naturally to me. I taught myself pretty much, and then I went and studied after, but I pretty much self-taught. And I think that's important because I liked it. So I became good at it because I was into it. I was good at it. I liked it. And it was a nice change.
You want to get paid to do something you like.
Yeah. And then work is play. And what happens then is that you get challenged because you go into a new situation where you're called upon to do something you've never done before. And you've got to walk in there with a total confidence like, hey, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And you keep expanding. You keep growing because you have to solve new problems that you never solved before. And then when you've done it for a while, you know, most of the problems out there you've already seen. But in the meantime, as you're building your way up the ladder, you really have to just go in there with the utmost confidence that if you don't know how to do it, you're going to figure it out.
Well, I think Mike's got a couple things in his corner. He's willing to move. You asked, that was an important question to ask because that's going to open up his options to possibly get something in the area that he's most interested in if he's willing to move for the job. And if you're willing to work cheap, then that helps too. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the former drug czar, who has come out in favor of ending the war on drugs. We'll talk about that. Also, you can bring up whatever you want to control. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring in whatever you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of SACL CAI, they have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com, right there at the top of our banner column. That's SACL CAI. Fly. As we continue joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And don't forget, you can join us on our website. You'll find that the features there are completely free. Features including our listening options, broadband and dial-up streams, available around the clock. So tune in 3 in the morning. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. It's there for you on the stream. Plus, we've got listen lines that will allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. You can listen in that way. There's our webcam. There's a satellite channel, which is free to air, meaning you don't have to pay for a subscription. And in addition, we've got 85 wonderful radio stations across the country that take the show in various forms throughout the week. So go and get the details on that at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your phone calls about what you want. Let's shift gears away from career advice. So certainly you're welcome to call in with your suggestions for Mike, who had called earlier asking about, you know, what to do. He's new. He in this IT business. He wants to do IT. He's not really sure exactly what aspect, maybe, but he wants to get a job. And, of course, it's a down economy, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have any suggestions for getting a foothold in the IT world, certainly it's welcome. But I thought Wayne, you had some really good advice.
So. Yeah, you know, when your work is play, then, you know, you get paid to play. So when you enjoy something, it's so much easier to do it. You're going to spend a lot of time doing whatever you do for work. So enjoy it. Don't just do something because you think it pays well or is kind of cool or it's the coming thing. Find something you like. And there's so many aspects of IT, whether it's graphic arts or whatever it might be. Find something, some little niche in there and do it really well and you'll do fine.
All right. So, Wayne, tell me about this UK former drug czar who has come out of the closet in favor of ending the war on drugs.
Yes, he says, all drugs should be legalized, says former UK drug czar.
Where's this coming from, by the way? I saw one over at stopthedrugwar.org earlier today.
The Guardian co.uk, okay. Actually.
Got it.
All illicit substances, including heroin and cocaine, should be legalized, according to former United Kingdom drugs minister, who on Thursday became the most senior politician to push for a dramatic change in the strategy for dealing with drug enforcement in Britain. Former Home Office Minister Bob Ainsworth said that it is better for addicts to receive their fixes on prescription rather than allowing international criminal gangs to make billions in profits for supplying them, reports Nigel Morris at The Independent.
No, duh. I mean, this is one of the most, it would seem, the most obvious points about prohibition. And yet, the prohibitionists apparently live in denial of this, as though somehow they didn't learn from the first prohibition, where it was the prohibition of alcohol that funded the criminals. It created the violence in the streets.
That's
it's
true.
So obvious.
But some of the privileged families were making a lot of money running
the Kennedys.
Alcohol. Yes, yep. For one, and many others. So the logic is correct, but the real problem goes beyond the logic.
You're right.
Ainsworth was responsible for drug policy in the UK, and as defense secretary, he witnessed firsthand the huge opium poppy fields in Afghanistan that supply heroin to the West. Ainsworth called in the House of Commons for a fundamental rethink of how the country responds to drug addiction. He received the backing of senior MPs of all parties who argue that the current tough policy on drugs is counterproductive. We need to take effective measures to rob the dealers of their markets. And the only way we can do that is by supplying addicts through the medical profession through prescriptions, Ainsworth said Wednesday night.
It's almost a true statement. I mean, it certainly would be a huge step in the right direction. I don't support the prescription process. Mm-hmm. I think that in a true free market world, you should be able to walk into a store and buy whatever would be called a prescription drug today off the shelf. You should be able to just get whatever you need to. It's not like you can't go in and buy some sort of product that you can kill yourself with. Go and pop a whole bottle of aspirin. You might not wake up. So the drugs that are on the shelf aren't more or less dangerous necessarily than the stuff that's available through prescription. It's all dangerous if taken the wrong way. So let people make these choices for themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, drugs are inherently more dangerous because you could take one pill and get really messed up. Whereas some of the more natural remedies, you're not going to get hurt as badly if you take something you shouldn't. But I also think that governments are more open to this now, like the state of California, for example, and other governments, because they're getting more desperate for tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this also sounds like a play for tax revenue.
Well, whatever it takes, Wayne. I'm not in favor of the taxing plans either, but I'd rather see the end of prohibition and taxed drugs than I would the continuance of prohibition.
Yeah, and in Portugal, evidently, the drug use has gone down since they've legalized everything.
I think it's decrim. I don't know if it's full legalization. I think that small amounts have been decrimmed, but I don't believe, like, you know, if you're still selling pounds of marijuana or kilos of coke, you're still going to get in trouble.
It would make total sense, though, that the use would go down, because if you think about it, think about all the, because the profits are so high in illegal drug trade, it incentivizes people to go out and sell it and push it. Whereas when it's legal and cheap, no one's going to push it.
It also takes away, legalization takes away the forbidden fruit aspect of it, which helps keep teenagers out. And if you can keep people out at a young age, they're not as likely to get involved when they're an older age. So keeping that forbidden fruit aspect away is an important factor that prohibition is, again, creating problems. Prohibition creates the sexy factor to drugs. It's illegal, so it's exciting to take drugs. And if it weren't that way, it wouldn't have that same aura around it.
And also, some people bring up the crystal meth issue, which is really nasty stuff. But back in the alcohol prohibition days, most of the stuff that was available was the really strong moonshine, the real nasty stuff.
That's when that was essentially made popular, because the people that were transporting... when you're transporting product, you would be much more interested in transporting a product that you can sell. If it takes up the same amount of space, but you can sell it for 10 times as much,
that's right.
Then that's what you're going to transport. And so that's why...
Beer and wine were very hard to get.
Right.
But the nasty, strong stuff was more prevalent because it was more concentrated. It was easier to... basically, your risk was lower because you were going to make more money per load.
Correct. Your risk as the dealer was lowered, which is the active factor here. But the risk of the user was increased. The risk of going blind because of bathtub gin or whatever. Mm-hmm. And these manufacturing processes or other things. That was something else that was affected by prohibition, because people were making gin in their bathtub as opposed to some sort of controlled laboratory manufacturing conditions with quality control. You're dealing with the black market. You'll get what you can get, which in some cases is going to be absolute crap product.
Yeah, and crystal meth can be manufactured with a bunch of common products, as opposed to having to grow marijuana over a course of months or ship in whatever, like cocaine or heroin or something. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that crystal meth would even be widely available if the other things were available and they were inexpensive.
You're correct about that, Wayne. In fact, not just crystal meth, but crack cocaine as well came about during the cocaine crackdown by the DEA and other drug agencies in the 1980s. Was really what spurred the interest in crack. It's the same thing we're talking about. It's a compressed form of the same product, basically.
Lower risk.
Yeah, exactly. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control, and they're much more dangerous. Crack and meth, much more dangerous than their counterparts. Bring up whatever you want to hear more about this drug czar. He's got more to say. We've just gotten started on that. Your calls as well are welcome. Bring up anything. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World. WHEY.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there free. Again, freetalklive.com features including news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever one of those works best for you, or more than one if you'd like. It's all free, so go to news.freetalklive.com. And if you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people without a lawyer that need to know what it takes to win. And for the people that actually have lawyers that want to minimize their legal fees by knowing what those guys should be doing and when they're doing too much and when they're doing stuff they don't need to be doing, Jurisdictionary will help you get it a little bit more rather than just having a lawyer take your hand and lead you through all kinds of unnecessary charges and fees for their time that they don't need to be doing. So get the info from jurisdictionary.com. It works for both plaintiffs or defendants and costs less than an hour with a good lawyer. So, you know, chump change in comparison to paying for a lawyer. So easy, an average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we continue here, Wayne, you're sharing with us a story from The Guardian over the UK where something fairly significant has happened in the world of politics. It's pretty unusual that a drug czar, somebody who built their career on essentially propagandizing against drugs and in favor of the war on drugs, has now reversed his position and has come out. He's not the drug czar anymore. He's a former drug czar, but he's reversed his position, has now come out, and is advocating for the end of the war on drugs. Not just legalizing marijuana, but he's saying
all
legalize
drugs.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes on to say, quote, "It is far better that they're going to a doctor or going to a chemist, I guess that's the British word for pharmacist,
mm-hmm.
and are getting their script rather than turning tricks as a prostitute or robbing their mates."
Absolutely.
Ainsworth said. Yeah, absolutely. His departure from politics now gives him the freedom to express his view that the war on drugs has been nothing short of a disaster, according to Ainsworth.
It's a human tragedy.
Yeah.
Disaster is an appropriate word. It's a disaster of epic proportions because we're talking about people's freedom and their lives here. And how anybody can just brush off somebody because they're a drug user is so callous to me that they would just look at somebody because they've used drugs and say, well, they're criminals and they should be in a jail cell. Because they have some sort of issue with the idea, essentially, of altering one's state of consciousness. I mean, that seems to be where the real objection comes from the people that are the most strident drug warriors. They have some kind of issue. Maybe it's a projection problem. You know, they're projecting their own insecurities about themselves and their ability or inability to handle drugs or whatever their issue is. They're projecting it out there. But it's just so callous. These are humans we're talking about. These are your brothers and sisters and your family members and your coworkers and your neighbors, your lovers. I mean, these are people that have drug problems because they're different. There's different levels of drug use. There's people that use recreationally and they don't have a problem with it. There's people that have problems and they are addicted and that's causing real issues in their life. And the people that support the war on drugs, a lot of them just lump everybody together. Well, if you smoke pot, you must be the same as a meth addict. And there are so many different shades of gray in there and different distinctions that these people don't make because they don't want to even think about it. They don't want to think about the drug user as another human being. They want to think of them as a monster.
A criminal.
So, yeah, a criminal or a monster that needs to be stopped. And clearly, they can't stop them. And that's one of the things this guy is acknowledging here. They can't even keep the drugs out of the prisons. So what's the point in putting a drug user in prison if they can get drugs in the prison? What's the point of that?
Well, they can make more license plates for almost nothing, I guess. But
well, that is true. It does bolster the prison industry, and that's a whole other fact.
That's a whole other story. And of course, there's a lot of people in prison for drug use that shouldn't be there who actually may end up becoming more hardened criminals because they're around people like that. They're in
that's
a hostile
they're
environment.
Out. Yeah, they're learning things. There.
Yeah, they're learning things they probably shouldn't be learning being in prison.
Well, and also you've got the rap sheet. As well, you've got that hanging over your head. If you finally get out, good luck getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to get a restaurant job because everybody there uses drugs. But aside from that, it's very difficult to, you know, for somebody with a record like that to go into and get employment. And so that makes their life more difficult, and that makes it more likely for them to turn back to drugs.
Yes, exactly, because they want to get out. They want an alternative reality.
Yeah.
But again, you know, we talk about the logic all the time of the illogic of the war on drugs, and we also hear about the drug warriors who are in many cases brainwashed, but they don't understand that they're being played, that really the real deal is that there are a small group of people that want drugs illegal because of the huge profits. These people up on top never get caught. It's always the lower level drug dealers that get cycled in and out of the prisons when they get too big for their britches. So there is an incentive for a small group of people to keep drugs illegal, and that's the real reason why they're not legal. In my mind, anyway.
Because they're profiting from it somehow.
There's a small group of people that are politically connected who profit massively from drugs being illegal.
And the way they profit is different. I mean, for instance, they might just profit from the fact that their police department gets federal subsidies, or they might be actual drug dealer themselves, or they might know somebody who's selling, or they might be in somehow, you know, connected to a drug ring, as we've seen so many police getting caught for selling drugs and sheriffs even.
Sure. Well, here's an example. Before the U.S. went into Afghanistan, Afghanistan was probably producing 15% of all the heroin.
Now?
Now it's about 80%.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, who's protecting those poppy fields?
You got it.
That'd be the U.S. military.
Yes, sir.
And that's not just speculation, Wayne. I mean, there have been pictures that these military guys have taken of the fields that they're protecting.
And back in the 80s, they were in Latin America. They were protecting the coca fields, the coca plants.
Let's. I don't know if this Drugs Czar has more to say, but if he does, we'll come back to it. But let's go to John in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. John with Ian and Wayne.
So you think giving away free drugs to people, they won't have to pull any tricks or anything, huh? I guess
who said giving away free drugs?
Somebody will pay for their drugs. They can pay for their rent and their food, too, while they're high on the drugs you gave them, right?
Well, who said give away free drugs?
I don't understand how that's going to work anywhere.
John,
we don't have a problem with alcohol, right?
John, who said give away free drugs? Where did you get that from?
Well, we don't have a problem with alcohol, do we? And they
did you jump to the conclusion, John? Did you jump to the conclusion that we are advocating people get free drugs?
Well, how are they going to get... Why not just buy them on the street, then?
Because of prohibition.
They're not pulling tricks for that, are they? I mean, you can buy crack cocaine pretty cheap.
You don't think people turn tricks to buy crack cocaine, John?
I said they can buy crack cheap now.
They can get it a lot cheaper if it wasn't illegal. And besides
that's going to solve the problem, making it cheaper than the street price, right?
Crack cocaine, things like crack cocaine and crystal meth are distortions in the market because of the fact it's illegal. Now, I don't advocate doing drugs, but drugs are more likely to be pushed and their use increased when they're illegal. That's the point we're trying to make.
How many people, John, are stealing car stereos from people's cars, are holding people up at knife point in alleyways? How many people are breaking into homes and stealing people's things and selling that stuff for a six-pack of beer?
You know, that just doesn't hold any water, what you said right there.
Why?
Hold any water at all.
Why?
It holds beer.
Because they don't have to do that. They can go out and wreck their cars, beat their old ladies up. 80% of the people in prison are from alcohol.
What?
And drugs.
80% are in... You don't even know what you're talking about. Now, it's
you don't know what you're talking about,
no, John. It's a true statement. There are a lot of people in prison because of drugs, not so much because of alcohol, because people aren't committing crimes. For the most part, most Americans that want to get a six-pack, they just buy it because it's affordable. They can work at any old job, any old menial labor job, and afford to drink. I've known plenty of people that are very poor, but yet managed to buy all the alcohol they could ever imagine.
And at least it's a consistent product because it's legal and it's made properly. But when you're buying stuff on the street, it's inconsistent. It could poison you. It could kill you because you really don't know what you're getting.
Tell you what, John, I'll bring you back if you've got a response. We'll come back with John if you'd like to. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because, I'm sorry, John is just wrong on this issue. Legalizing drugs doesn't mean giving them away for free. I mean, the premise right out of the gate was incredibly incorrect. 1-800-259-9231. We don't advocate welfare on this program. Just advocate freedom. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food Experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Listen in via the web. Listen in via various different options all over at freetalklive.com. Explain there for you. You can dial in toll free and then get interactive with us here at 800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything. And, of course, we really enjoy calls that don't agree. It's always nice to get those, and hopefully we'll continue with one of them here in a moment. But I want to tell you about how to get your hands on some gold and silver, because it's important to get your hands on it. You don't want to go out there and buy a certificate that says you own gold somewhere, because as it turns out, as we've discovered here on this program, that a lot of these banks that claim they've got gold, they don't.
Or they have it titled to more than one person.
Right, which means they don't.
Or they lent it out to somebody else.
Which means if you want it, they're not going to be able to cough it up.
Not right away, anyway.
Right. So get the gold physically in your hands. You can do that over at gold.freetalklive.com. And silver available there as well. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. That's the company that brings you this program on the radio. Genesis Communications Network is owned by Midas Resources. And it's great to do business with them because they do a great job. I've purchased quite a bit of silver through silver or gold.freetalklive.com. You can go to either one of them. They're U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation, Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and others, including some books as well, like Dishonest Money, which is a great book that simply explains the Federal Reserve and its systematic looting of the entire world. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-857-9938. Make sure you order more than one, like 20 at least, because you want to save on the shipping. The shipping will get you. So the more you order, the better the shipping deal. 877-857-9938 or gold.freetalklive.com. And it turns out John in Florida dropped off the line. As in so many cases when we talk about the war on drugs, Wayne, you brought up a story from the UK. I don't know if we're how far we are through it, but the drug czar over there, former drug czar, has come out against the war on drugs. He has basically admitted that he was only for it for political purposes, and now that he can speak his mind, now that he can be honest, he is going to tell the world what he really thinks, and that is that it was a disaster. It is a disaster. It's a disaster of epic proportions, a human tragedy, which is an attack against our friends and family members. It's a war on people, not on the drugs, because people are the ones that suffer the consequences from it. And then John in Florida, who we were more than willing to hold over and continue having a conversation with, John in Florida calls up to say, well, you just want free drugs. No, when did we say that? When did we even allude to something like that?
Well, again, he's probably heavily entrenched in the right-left paradigm, so he thinks we're one of these lefties who wants to legalize drugs and give them free to everybody.
But the lefties don't even want to legalize drugs. I mean, most of the...
Some do.
Well, some do, but some righties do. I mean, there's a story here at the Raw Story that Pat Robertson has come out in favor of, at the very least, legalizing marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is worthy of a mention. This is the guy behind the 700 Club. This is Pat Robertson, an ultra-conservative.
Yeah.
So it's not a left or right position to be for or against drugs. It's a statist or not statist position.
Sure, I agree. But what I'm saying is that people...
That's his perception.
That's his perception based on the right-left paradigm perpetrated by the media.
Yeah. No, but what we do want to see is a full drug legalization or decriminalization. I think that's personally a better plan, because legalization usually has a connotation of taxation, and I don't want the government to touch the drugs. I don't want them to deal the drugs. I don't want them to prohibit the drugs. I don't want them to tax the drugs. I just want them to leave people alone so individuals can decide for themselves in what ways the drugs should be manufactured. Businesses can make those decisions. They can put their products out on the marketplace, and people decide how to purchase them. Let me tell you a little bit about what Pat Robertson had to say here, just to give you the other side of this. Raw Story: count this among the 10 things nobody ever expected to see in their lifetimes. 700 Club founder Pat Robertson, one of the cornerstone figures of America's Christian right movement, has come out in favor of legalizing marijuana. Calling it getting smart on crime, Robertson aired a clip on a recent episode of his 700 Club television show that advocated the viewpoint of drug law reformers who run prison outreach ministries. A narrator even claimed that religious prison outreach has saved millions in public funds by helping to reduce the number of prisoners who returned shortly after being released. The Christian Coalition founder said, "It's got to be a big deal in campaigns. He's tough on crime and lock him up. That's the way these guys ran, and they got elected." But that wasn't the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's absolutely right, because all you do when you arrest somebody for selling drugs is you create a new market opportunity for somebody else to step in and fill his shoes, because there are always going to be people that are demanding the product. And as long as there's a demand in the marketplace, even if the product or service is illegal, someone will step up to fill that demand regardless of the risk. In fact, the higher the risk, the more likely the someone filling the demand will be a violent thug, as opposed to maybe a nice drug dealer, because there are some nice, friendly ones out there.
Do you remember the police officer we talked with maybe a year ago who was talking about how, and he was for decriminalization, and he said, you know, I talked to some of my fellow officers who were against or for the war on drugs, against legalization, and I asked him, I say, you know, how many drunks have you wrestled with in the last 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
And they think about it, and they can't even really count. There's so many. And he says, okay, how many potheads have you wrestled with?
Doesn't happen.
And he said zero. And he's never had a different result. You know?
Yeah. Most cops that are being honest will tell you that. So Pat Robertson continues. He says, "We're locking people up that have taken a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they've got 10 years with mandatory sentences. These judges just say, they throw up their hands and there's nothing we can do with these mandatory sentences. We've got to take a look at what we're considering crimes, and that's one of them." He says, "I'm not exactly for the use of drugs. Don't get me wrong."
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting thing to say. I'm not exactly for.
Well, in other words, he's not for using them, but he knows that people are going to use them anyway, so making them illegal is not a good policy.
Sure, but a strange word to put. Why not just say you're not for the use of drugs? He's not exactly for the use of drugs. Makes you wonder if maybe one of his, you know, his wife or something like that is a pot smoker. He says, "Don't get me wrong, but I just believe that criminalizing marijuana, criminalizing the possession of a few ounces of pot, that kind of thing is just, it's costing us a fortune, and it's ruining young people. Young people go into prisons, they go in as youths, and come out as hardened criminals."
Mm-hmm.
And these are the talking points we've been using here tonight,
yeah.
Wayne. This guy has got it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
He understands.
A story like this really is nice to see. Because it shows that even people who you would look at and say, "Oh, yeah, he's a drug warrior for life," somebody like Pat Robertson, it would be easy to write him off and to say, "Oh, he's got no chance of coming around on this issue." Pat Robertson gets it.
Mm-hmm.
There is hope, Wayne. There is hope.
There is.
So 800-259-9231. Let's continue here with your thoughts. John, a different John, is in Iowa. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? Can you
hear me?
Hi, John.
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess the question that I had, you guys saying, decriminalize completely. I mean, what about the, I don't know if you talked about this already, but what about the, you know, letting people make their own choices, each individual choice? How did the kids factor into that?
Well, the kids can't bring alcohol into school or drink alcohol either. I'm sure there would be some sort of age where a legalized age, just like anything else.
I don't favor that, Wayne. I think
that's what they would do.
That is likely what the government people would do, but I don't favor any kind of controls. And look at the kids today with alcohol. I mean, right now you've got problems with binge drinking, and alcohol is illegal for kids. You've got police going into parties and breaking up parties and giving, you know, arresting kids and giving them a record before they even make it into college. And so we've certainly talked about the issue of alcohol and young people before, and how it is that if it weren't for prohibition for under 21s, then we would likely have more kids that are better with alcohol because they'd be able to grow up around it. They'd be able to try it when they were younger, maybe with their parents.
My grandfather used to give me a sip of wine when I was 7, 8 years old. Just a little sip, just because his philosophy was that if I could get it a little bit there, I wasn't going to go sneak it someplace.
But that was a criminal act, Wayne.
Well, now it is, I guess.
Contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
I guess I'm a delinquent.
John, do you see where I'm coming from, though, on that?
The marijuana and stuff like that, you know, a little alcohol, you know, that's been going on a long time. You know, my dad did that to me, too, gave me a little sip of whatever, and it was all funny. But, you know, what about some of the more dangerous things?
You mean like crack or meth or something like that?
Yeah, stuff like that, you know.
Okay, so what is your concern exactly?
Well, I think I can really sum it up best. I mean, if you don't mind, a little story from...
Sure, man. Go for it. Let's play a song. It's a crank call.
Now this is a story all about it. How my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
I'm not sure what that has to do with drugs. But it is very jazzy. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, as in DJ Jazzy Jeff. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whatever happened to DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Saved by the bumper music.
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. We'll continue on the drug wars. The drug czar have more to say?
Yes.
All right, we'll come back to him and take your calls as well about anything in Hour 3, which is next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.